We play and call it work.
Hey everyone, welcome to this week's episode of The Sit and Talk. I have a good buddy Jason here all the way from Australia. That was too many syllables.
Australia.
To hear sit down and answer some questions with me, weigh in, and call me a liar if you feel that I'm lying.
Which is always.
So if you're new to The Sit and Talk, probably not. I think most of you watch it regularly. Those who do watch it. So just so you know, next week it's going to be Matthew again, because he's usually the one after me. So leave your comments below this video on miniwargaming.com, the website, not YouTube. I don't think YouTube comments will even be active on this video. So it's easier for us to get the comments to use in this video. It is simpler. So comment your questions for Matthew next week right now in this video. What we are going to do today is we're going to answer the questions and comments from last week's Sit and Talk that are about me for about 30 minutes or so, and then we're going to the mini wargaming vault and continue to talk about me.
You?
For 30 minutes.
What about me?
We'll talk a little about you.
Okay, cool.
That was it. That was the part of the video about Jason now over. And we're going on. Yeah, I actually did not pull up the proper page.
Uh-oh.
So I'm going to have to just bear with me. As I use the technology, I actually didn't even print anything off. I'm just going to use the iPad.
This is when Steve is good at all the things.
Well, okay, to be fair, I'm recording this at like 4:15, Thursday before this video has to go out. So it has to go out tomorrow morning.
Okay.
And I completely forgot.
I'm just going to play my imaginary violin.
Oh, it's a hard life.
I'm going to entertain the viewers.
Ha, I found it.
All right.
It only took 2 seconds.
All right.
That's actually pretty good for me. Now it's got to load though, so I'm wasting some good time on this video. You know what I actually forgot to do? I forgot to set the timer. So we're just going to quickly do the old peekaroo at the phone.
Oh, yeah.
And we have a good idea what the time is.
I'm all prepared for everything.
Yeah, here's the behind the scenes. So I am going to read the top comments first on the video. I'll cover my mouth when I talk, so it's easier for you to hear, apparently. And then I'll just try to get as many comments as I possibly can, but sometimes I go off on a rant. So I'm known to have very strong opinions. And I will mispronounce your names. Visaria says, at Steve the Mountain, what is it like to be a mountain? Have many people tried to scale you? Has anyone reached the peak? Keep up the great work. Love your content. Next question, comment.
Yeah, let's move on. It's way too sexual.
Okay, there's a follow-up comment to that. I can't say your name. Something, 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 Thanatos. Continuing this question, at Steve, if anyone has climbed the mountain and reached the peak, where do they plant their flag?
And the answer is, next question.
Razakil, at Steve, I'm an Imperial Fist player and I found that chapter tactics disappointing. Yeah. Since you play Iron Warriors and you got landed in the same boat, do you think there's any way to make it work, or do you think that it's not as bad as it seems? Okay, I'll save this. No, it's bad. I'm not going to shy away from my opinion about the rules section of the rule book about terrain.
Yeah,
it's horribly written. It's poorly written. It's a bad job. I'm scared to say it. I like 8th edition. I like much of that book. I think they did a lot of things spot on. I'm not trying to beg on that book, but I think they did a terrible job on terrain.
I feel like the terrain in the previous edition, 7th edition, even though it was probably too much and too
a little convoluted,
but it was very quite specific with how it all worked. Whereas there's all this terrain that we use these days.
There was explaining how every video I had to do where shot a vehicle where you couldn't see any of it side facing and its cover. I had to explain how to do that correctly in every video because people would comment about So that one was the hard one, but that was the only one that really popped up in 7th. But then we had years of 7th. Yes. And now here's the thing: I'm going to continue answering the question. If I answered this question a week ago, I would have gave you a different answer as I would right now.
Oh.
So a week ago, I would have said, yes, it's a bad chapter tactic. It is useless. But here at Mini Wargaming, it's useful because we make our own terrain rules and we have a bunch of things on the table. So it's a good tactic for when you play over here. If you're playing in a tournament or a store, likely, unless they use house rules, you have a crappy tactic that's not going to do much use for you. And then very recently, I've decided to stop using the custom terrain rules over here for my videos because I had to, even though I'd verbally explain it in every video, I'd have to comment to about, you know, a handful of people in every battle report explaining why what they said about the terrain was incorrect. So not that they were wrong because they were right, but they, I guess they didn't pay attention to the part where I said how I use terrain. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's just a mess that I want nothing to do with. I want to ignore the whole terrain section of the book altogether. So I'm going to try to only put like woods and ruins on the table.
Yeah, because those are the ones that actually have specific rules.
Right, no more intact buildings, I guess. Even the rock pillars are on the table right there. Like it's a mess. I don't like the terrain rules. So yeah, you have a bad chapter tactic in my opinion. Iron Warriors have a bad chapter tactic in my opinion. A week ago I said it would have been fine here at Mini Wargaming because we make up our own terrain rules, but then we're just making house rules to fix the game. So I think it's even worse that the Iron Warriors have the same one because it's lazy writing on the part of the Chaos Codex writer.
Yeah.
Copy and paste.
Because this is meant to be like Imperial Fists, like the defenders,
yeah,
and then the Iron Warriors, the siege specialists.
Yeah.
That's a fluff, right? So it should have some differentiation to reflect that, which it doesn't.
It doesn't.
Yeah, sad.
I actually believe that the Chaos Codex in general, partially because of the copy and paste Legion traits, right, is just a poor book in general.
Mm, okay.
But that's a whole separate discussion. I can spend the next hour just talking about that Chaos book.
All right.
So we'll move on. William Ka, at Steve, the Mountain of Birthdays, have you seen or been to the new location for Mini Wargaming? I'm assuming because you asked the question that it is out there in the ether. People know about this?
Well, Dave actually did a sit and talk.
Oh, okay.
Talking about the bunker and...
Yes. Okay, so then I can tell you, I have been there. Yeah, I had done the walkthrough. Actually, we first heard about it, Josh and I got in the car right away and drove over to it. It's a stone's throw away from here. It's like 3 blocks that way. It's so close. I went outside and looked at the storefront. And it's beautiful. I love it. But we thought it was kind of small, like the building. And then we got brought into it, and it goes down and up. It is absolutely enormous. I don't know how much I can say. So if Dave talked about this sit and talk, go check that out. But there's a lot of really cool things coming and a lot of great things happening for Mini Wargaming. Good time to be here.
I'm excited to try and come back next year.
Right?
I've been told that by the time I come back next year, I'll have a place to stay at Mini Wargaming.
Bunkers.
Do it.
The Mini Wargaming Hotel.
Hotel?
Ah, place to crash. Yeah, no, it's super exciting. Super exciting.
Quirk's going to be the bus boy.
Probably. Actually, somebody's got to change the sheets. Dorn Jr. says, Steve, overall, how do you feel about filming 8? Is it faster or about the same to get a game filmed that ends up the same time as a 7th edition game? I'm going to go to that and then put on your next comments. So I find initially it felt faster. It does feel fast. It does definitely play, because it plays faster, you get alpha strikes right away, you get action right away. It is definitely faster to film. But then all the point costs kind of dropped. So Chaos, Grey Knight, I'm not sure, it shouldn't be Grey Knight. So the Chaos Codex, a lot of things dropped in points. Okay. Space Marine Codex, a lot of things dropped in points from the index. And the average game is played at 2,000 points now.
Okay.
So the average points of a game went up, and all the miniatures went down.
Yeah.
So it should take longer, yet it doesn't really.
That's good.
So it does play a lot faster. It's less dice rolling for terrain and all the little kind of stupid things. So yeah, it definitely does film faster, even though you have more models on the table.
And I think added to that, like if you... Once you kind of get, like, maybe a year on from now, you just get so used to the stats.
Yeah.
That we won't be constantly, because I filmed a few bat reps with the guys here, and you just won't constantly be looking at, like, what's their movement again, and what's this, and what's that, and you just be, just like it's back in the 7th, you would just be like, bam, 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 roll, 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 film, film, film. And,
yeah, after a bunch of, Space Marines are Space Marines still, a human's still a human.
Yeah.
Once you learn the stat trope for them, you're golden.
Yeah.
The Ginger Viking, sweet name, dude. Oh, wait, you had more comments. Sorry, going back to Dorn. Thank you for all you, and it's great to see you veterans, Quirk, Josh, and you, growing into your own unique styles. Well, thank you. Especially compared to Luca and Cullen. Not a knock against them, but they look like you guys did 2 years ago, and they will grow as you have. Happy Wargaming. So I'll say this. Both of those guys. Well, Cullen has been technically working here longer than me. He just wasn't on camera. Colin was here before I started working here. He's just always going off to school and then coming back and off school and coming back for the summer. But Luca, he's been a fantastic battle report producer right away. If you go look at my early battle reports, you can see my shoes a lot. I'm recording the floor.
I remember some of those.
Actually. Yeah, I was I'm not saying I'm amazing now, but I was pretty bad.
I remember dice flying everywhere and them not being on camera. So.
Well, I used to be like, and these guys over here, oh, turn my camera over here. Like, I would just, yeah, that was not good. Okay, now Ginger Viking. For Steve, will there be some form of Nurgle, Typhus, Poxwalker / zombie game for Halloween this year? One of my all-time favorite videos is a zombie one with Typhus and the escape flyer at Halloween. Almost certainly, the reason why we didn't last year was a bunch of things kind of came together over a perfect storm of chaos and time consumption. So there probably will be. Unless, again, things pop up that just gets in the way.
I certainly hope so, because that was, I know which one you're talking about, the four-player free-for-all, where they're all dressed up and they're all big idiots.
Well, the worst part about that...
You were Thor, I think.
Yeah. No, that was Dave.
No, oh no, so you were
I was
like...
I was a king, yeah.
And he was calling you Miley.
Well, the problem with these videos for me is, I'm a 400-pound, 6'5", fat guy. And I always forget to get my costume until the night before. And I gotta squeeze into whatever they got.
Ooh.
So.
I feel you. All right.
Yeah. So I don't look forward to them that much, but they're actually kind of fun.
Do it, Steve. Do it.
I will.
Do it for the people.
Supreme Bravado at Steve. Any chance to see you play the Total War games or even Blood Bowl 2? How do you feel about convincing Matt to play a game of fantasy with you? Mm-hmm. So Blood Bowl 2, that's the computer, that's the video game, right? I'm not overly interested in playing the Blood Bowl video games, because I like the Blood Bowl miniature game. Mm. Total War 2, yeah, I'm definitely going to plan on streaming some of that stuff, for sure.
New Skaven got announced?
Yeah, I just watched that video like 2 hours ago when I left.
We're good?
Yeah, it was actually pretty cool.
Cool. Right.
Yeah, Total War, I'm not very good at it. I'm actually quite bad at it, but it's actually quite fun.
Right.
It's very, very fantasy-like.
Yeah.
Convincing Matt to play fantasy would be, it wouldn't be impossible. But it would take a lot of effort on my part. He'll do it if I really nag him to do it, but I mean, the guy's busy. Mm. He likes the game, but getting him to do a fantasy battle rep with me, like that means there's two content producers producing a game like fantasy, one of them being the boss, that does okay. It does very well. It does so well we're not canceling the show, obviously, because it does actually perfectly fine for us, but it's not a justifiable, expense. I think that's more Matt's excuse not to play.
It's his go-to excuse not to do multi-person.
Right, it really is. And he's
standard
he's,
bat reps as opposed to campaigns.
And he's right, and like you can't deny that. Technically, that makes sense.
Yeah,
but it's how he feels. So it's not me you got to convince him. You just got to convince him. And if enough of you nag him for it, he will do it. That's what we know about Matthew. If enough of you, he'll do it just so you stop making the comment.
Mm. So people...
Make your voice heard. Rovars? At Steve, where are the Caradon Overlord battle reports? You mentioned working on them in a video with Matt a while back, but we have heard nothing since. We did get one video recently from Josh, but I feel that it doesn't count because of the Beastclaw Raiders list he brought and how the game went. Love your stuff. Keep being awesome. Okay.
Oh.
So there is a little bit of... Yeah. I don't want to be overly honest with this, but I'm going to be very honest with this. Okay, so I've been losing interest in Age of Sigmar.
Whoa, really?
Yeah. Just because other things have been more interesting to me.
Okay, that's fair.
But I'm like, okay, I really kind of want to get back in Age of Sigmar. When the Overlords come in, I said, let me paint them, because if I paint them myself, I will just be more excited to play with them. Mm-hmm. So Matt's like, yeah, okay, fine. Make the time, paint them up.
Cool.
So I gathered them up and started working on them, and then 8th edition dropped. I lost all steam.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah. 8th edition took all my focus, because I was super excited for it, and just took all my focus. So I did actually get them finished, except for I have to pay one HQ, because it's on a legal list. So I have a 2,000 point list, 99% done. I have to paint one dwarf HQ and it's ready to go. But I'll say this, I did not paint them well. You can see the fact that I was...
Paint well, though?
Dude, Yeah.
Sorry, you left it out wide open.
It's true. But you can definitely see my lack of interest in the paint job.
Okay.
So that's a little shameful.
I think they're cool, though, because
they look cool.
They look cool, and they're the first properly shooty army in Age of Sigmar, right?
Well, elves can be... maybe not. Maybe it's just them. But elves can kind of shoot.
I feel like they're the most dedicated, though. Like,
yeah.
Because they're, like, with the, from what I've heard, with the exception of the one HQ guy, they're, like, all pretty awful in combat.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
So, yeah, it was just pretty much... You can blame Warhammer 8th Edition for me not doing them, not getting them done. Again, it's my fault. You actually should blame me. But it just... I tend to work on where my current interest and passion lies.
It's not your fault. Pass off the blame, Steve. It's 8th
Edition. 8th Edition, bro.
Yeah.
Chosen One. Hey, buddy. Hey, Steve. How many happy birthday emails did you get? I get so many. It's... And what can we
say today, Steve?
It is not. It is never my birthday.
Always his birthday.
Always. And what can we do to aid you in your retribution? Ah.
Ooh.
Okay.
Opening.
What would you consider to be the best classic Super Nintendo early age RPGs? Oh, I can talk about that forever too. Actually, I lean towards Chrono Trigger. That's the second best one, bro. Second best one. For Glory and Bacon Beats, the chosen one. Okay. We're going to talk about some video games in a second here.
Right.
But you're right. I haven't done any retribution against Dave in a while because every time he does a sit and talk or a Shrine of Chaos, whatever, I get flooded with happy birthday emails to the point that I just want to slam my head against the wall. So how should we get Dave back? I have previously had people email their resumes to Dave applying for his personal online assistant job.
But we want some.
That one kind of threw him because both him and Matt couldn't figure out why they were getting applications for a job that didn't exist.
That's genius. I like that.
Yeah, I like that one. The chaotic potato one was pretty good. Where people, I said, send Dave pictures of chaotic potatoes, but don't tell him why. Just take a picture of a potato you think is particularly chaotic, and then just send a picture to him. That one kind of confused him for a bit. But at this point, if it's something like that, he's gonna know it's retaliation. Mm-hmm. So how do you get a man back in a way that he's been gotten back, mm-hmm. but he doesn't know that the back has been gotten? Right? Because he's just going to do more birthday stuff. And in 5 weeks, when his turn comes back around, actually, it'll be 3 weeks at this point, I have to be birthday stuff again. So I'm going to have to answer 157 happy birthday emails and not one birthday gift. I'll take Warhammer models.
You're not sure about that at all, are you? Not at all.
You got anything? Like, what can we do to Dave?
I don't know. Well, so it has to be just something to do with his email, right?
Okay, yeah. If we can mess with...
That the viewers can get in on.
Yeah.
So
maybe we can say, we can have the viewers, you guys can like email him and be like, you heard booking for the bunker, like early booking is happening now. You can start booking your room stays.
Yeah.
Okay, so as of right now, as long as nobody... Because here's the thing. There's usually one of you guys that tends to, even against me, and thank you when you do it for me, but don't do it for Dave. One of you will send a little happy birthday, whatever, and then Dave said to do this, and here's the timestamp as to why. So if any one of you sends a timestamp to Dave and I find out about it, well, there's really nothing I can do because you're on the internet. But please, guys, don't be that one guy who sends Dave the timestamp where we talk about getting him. Don't be that guy. Or gal. Just don't be that person. Do not be that person, okay? So now, that being said, now everybody go email Dave and say you heard there's early booking for the bunker and you want to book your time in, and then send him your credit card information, but make sure it's fake.
Yeah.
Just like
with like a really like a stupid
like a stupid number. That's don't send your credit card information. I feel like I need to say that.
Wait.
Send a fake one.
Steve, you're gonna get sued.
Okay, you know what, guys? Don't do anything. Just, you know what? Let's move on.
Next question.
Oh, the best RPG, the classic of Super Nintendo era, Final Fantasy, which was called Final Fantasy Six. Sorry, Final Fantasy III in North America, and Final Fantasy Six. That one was my first real RPG.
That has the best, one of the best RPG villains, Kefka, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. It had such a great story and great characters.
Yeah.
The writing of the story, like you felt like it was such. I'll say it was just such a solid, great, amazing game. Mm-hmm. That is to this day the best game. I play it regularly on my iPad.
Nice.
Like I'll play it at least once a year. I still have like that the PlayStation Mini that came out like probably before most of you were born.
And Steve's actually 89, so
I'm actually quite old. Yeah. Well, look at the gray in my beard, man. Like, I'm not even 40. Anyway. Like, the PlayStation came out with the re-release of the DVD. All that kind of stuff.
Either way, I'm old enough.
Final Fantasy VII. Oh, yeah, you are.
I am.
You know, he's the 30-year-old baby face.
Me, I'm Asian genes, so I'm actually 94. But I look what I am.
A couple old men here. I'm a Scott-Italian, and he's Asian, so we don't look that old.
One of my favorite series, because we kind of mentioned Chrono Trigger, which is brilliant.
It is a great game.
My other favorite is Secret of Mana.
I played that one, never really got into it.
I like the third one the best, which is like you control three characters and you run around. It's really good. I like it.
Final Fantasy was the best. Chrono Trigger was the second best. Final Fantasy 3 was the best. Mm. And then it's tied for me for the Shining Force series, or Final Fantasy 7 was pretty cool too.
Yeah. Final Fantasy 7 is one of my
favorites. Oh, actually, if you go all-time favorite RPG type video games ever, it's hard because I want to say Final Fantasy 3 again, but there is the Baldur's Gate series, which is a near and dear to my heart.
Too Western for me, sorry. I'm Asian, like.
These guys.
Next question before he kills me. So.
Well, on my iPad, I play the Baldur's Gate series like 1 and 2 regularly. Okay. Again, at least once a year. I love the game. I can play them with my eyes closed at this point. Blippity blip blip. So Steve. Game of Thrones. How freaking amazing has this season been? And the hammer guy, I know his name, but let's not spoil it for others who haven't seen it yet. His moves made me moist.
Don't say that word.
I need to be Monday again. Oh, because you're in the UK. You see it on Mondays. We see it on Sundays here in Canada. Okay, yeah, it's been... it's not a very family-friendly show, so I'm going to move on from the topic.
Yeah, it's real... Well, I'm one of the few who just don't follow and watch it at all.
Oh, really?
But I know I know it's not family friendly.
Yeah, it's not. It's not. Yeah. That's something I'm more than willing to have that conversation. You want to have an email or whatever, because I got some opinions in that whole thing.
Okay.
But yeah, let's keep it off this channel. How much time we got left? We got like 10 minutes. We are good. Okay. Steve, now that whores only smite for one mortal wound, unless there are 10 pink whores needed, it, does this affect the office pool? Actually, it does. Because since that happened, Quirk has sold some, and he has officially lost the pool in August. So Rob is the winner. He has sold some. You were here, was it 2 nights ago he sold some?
Yeah.
Yeah, so 2 nights ago he sold some, and Rob's the winner. I haven't decided what I'm going to do yet. We'll probably cover it in the next Open Vault. But yeah, Rob is the official winner. Quirk lost that pool.
So does Rob get the Final Fantasy VII victory music? Maybe.
Give him some magic. Christ?
Cursed?
I'm not educated. I barely know how to read.
It is... No, it's chest?
Cursed?
Cursed?
He's not educated. He doesn't know how to read.
Hey, that's true.
Steve, all hail the mighty mountain. I dig your YouTube channel, man. Thank you. One quick question. When you do fantasy barrups, how come you no longer use Mysterious Terrain, like forests and rivers and such? You used to always use them with Ash, and even a little after he took over. Oh, I took over. Thanks, man. Hope all is well with you and yours. So, yeah, thank you on the comments on the YouTube channel. It is going well for me. The Mysterious Terrain, I literally cannot remember why I stopped using those rules. It's been so long. It's been years since I think it's been at least 2 years since I used Mysterious Terrain. I could be mistaken. I got no valid reason, and honestly, I should use the Mysterious Terrain rules again.
Do it.
I got no reason to.
Commanding you to do it.
Like if my opponent has an arm or a unit with Force Strider, I really should be using the training, especially for them. But yeah, no, I have no reason why I stopped. I can't give you a reason why I stopped, but for whatever reason I stopped. Probably because the Mysterious Terrain, even in 40K, was useless, in my opinion. I never used it in 40K, and probably that's why I stopped using it in Fantasy, I think.
Was that Mysterious Terrain in
40K? Yeah, like you can get like booby traps or Skyfire Nexuses and all like that.
The objectives?
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah.
So Mysterious Objectives, right. Sorry, Mysterious Objectives. I never used them, and my mind probably, just like my mind just did there, made the correlation to Mysterious Terrain. And Age of Sigmar, you know what it is? Actually, it's Age of Sigmar. Random terrain in Age of Sigmar was too difficult to keep track of at the beginning, so I just stopped doing it altogether. I think that's what it was, to be honest with you, or something like that.
Less bookkeeping, the better.
Yep. Spine Chaos, Steve. If you had to eat one food for every meal for a month, what would you have? What was your favorite childhood memory? Love the content. Keep up the great work. P.S. Freaked me out, man, when I saw your new YouTube channel. I thought you were quitting Mini Wargaming. I'll never quit Mini Wargaming. They'll have to drag me out kicking and screaming. I just do for fun on the side. Favorite memory as a child? I don't know. I had a pretty good childhood.
Too many to choose from?
Well, Final Fantasy 3 makes me think of my childhood. going to Marineland. We used to go to Marineland a lot when I was a kid.
Cool.
A couple times this summer. So I think probably the Marineland type stuff. But just hanging out with, like, I have a lot of cousins. Family reunions and barbecues like crazy. So those are all the best memories. All the barbecues, which we don't do as a family anymore. Because, well, I'm on the younger side of all the children.
Right. Yeah.
Like, there's all, like, I got all my cousins got, like, kids, and some of my cousins' kids have kids.
Dang.
That's how old we're getting.
All right.
My sisters and all them, like, yeah. I still see my sisters and a couple of my cousins on the regular.
Yeah, cool.
One in particular I see every Sunday. We watch Game of Thrones together, actually.
Oh, there you go.
But, yeah, no, it's more of a family, I think. Like, family get-togethers, which are always, that's a good one, right?
Yeah, I think
so. Did I miss anything? Food for a month.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I could eat pizza every day, because I almost do. I don't like to cook.
You
say?
I'm
not trying to brag or nothing. I'm pretty good.
Well, Italian, right?
Yeah.
Is that the thing?
Like, yeah, my grandmother, she taught me a lot of, like, I know how to make a lot of really good things. I just don't like, I don't like sweating in the kitchen. I just don't.
Mm.
I worked in the kitchen,
Yeah, okay.
And I don't want to do it again.
Mm.
So I'll barbecue infrequently. I haven't barbecued once this year. I just order I don't keep groceries in the house. I keep pop soda in the fridge,
yeah.
And that's it. Mm-hmm. And butter.
But.
Well, you need butter and like mayo and like mustard and stuff.
Okay. I was gonna say butter.
Hot sauce.
Butter with your soda, sure.
That's also in my fridge. I think there is what used to be lettuce in the crisper, but I'm not gonna open it up to find out.
Ooh. Crusty?
I'm not going in there.
just throw the fridge away. Buy a new fridge.
I can live off pizza because I do.
Yeah.
Well, pizza. It's pizza or that pub that's right over there in the corner.
Oh, cheers.
I'm trying to get my bearings. Yeah, we go there. I eat there minimum 4 times a week. Minimum.
Yeah. Fair.
Which is gross.
How to become a mountain 101? Eat pizza every day.
You'll slowly die. It won't be fun. We do it for time. We'll go for a couple more. Steve, what was your favorite food challenge and why? My favorite food challenge was, well, there's two. Two that I think I remember fondly. One would be the Belly Buster challenge, because that was just delicious. And I'll do that again in a heartbeat. Eating all that, oh, it was great. But I think my favorite one was the milk challenge. So we did, yeah, eggnog.
Eggnog, that's right.
Yeah, so Dave went out and got almond eggnog for me, because I'm lactose intolerant.
All right. So considerate.
Yeah, right. He did. So I'm like, oh, this is gonna be. I start drinking because I can. I there's like a two, like I always have a 2 liter of like I drink yeah. constantly.
Well, you're
not so alcohol. I'm saying. Okay. What I'm saying is I'm constantly consuming fluids. So I think I can handle this no problem. So I like my third bottle down and I'm like talking to Dave. I'm like, haha, I'm doing just. Because I didn't feel it coming at all. I was mid-sentence, like, I'm doing so well.
Oh.
And then all of a sudden it started shooting out of me. And that was kind of funny. I guess we'll leave it on vomit.
Christ.
I got lots more to go through. So, follow us in the vault for the next video. You want to go to the vault right now and watch me talk about 30 more minutes of these comments, because I barely got through. I should probably go a little faster. I'll try to get through as many as I possibly can. Now, if you're not already a vault member, you can click the link below and get yourself a 7-day free trial just to watch this video. But we have tons of stuff in there. We have battle reports and painting tutorials, lots of painting tutorials and campaigns, because everything we do in pairs. So add a video on YouTube. We got a video in the Mini Wargaming Vault. Now remember, Matthew as well is going to be the next Sit and Talk. So leave your comments below on this video on the MiniWargaming.com website for questions and comments for him. Thank you for watching. Jason and I will be in the vault right now. Happy Wargaming.